Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents this special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Your brother Slaughter up in here getting it. And I told you this show was big and giant, and it continues to get bigger. So it's time now for the special feature that we are highlighting and spotlighting. And it's called, what's the name of this? Soul Sister Talk Series. If it wasn't in big black letters at the top of the page, I might have seen it.
Okay.
In the studio with me, special guest, a native Atlantan, who is a Booker T. Washington High School graduate. And one of the first black women to graduate from the University of Georgia's Terry College of Business. She is an MBA holder in project management, as well as a completer of the NeighborWorks Achieving Excellence Program, which was facilitated by the Harvard University. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the publisher of the Atlanta Voice newspaper. If you don't mind, put your hands together for my dear sister, whose work I have admired for many years, Janice L. Ware.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Good morning, and
good
thank
morning.
You for having me.
Good morning. I'm glad you up in here doing something that you don't do.
I don't do.
That's strange to me, because you're a publisher, you are in media, but you don't do media.
So as the publisher, I actually hire the people who are going to produce the newspaper and any other things that we put out, the magazines and podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not my field. It was definitely business,
mm-hmm.
and journalism is not
what you
do.
Well, we are honored that you are here and that you are sharing with us today. I got some rapid-fire questions for you. I got some questions for you that are part of this Sister Soul Talk series. And so the first question is, there are many challenges that we face being female in a male-dominated business environment. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced it, and how do you deal with it, if you have?
So in both of the industries that I work in, which is communications,
mm-hmm.
as well as housing development, those are both male-dominated environments.
Mm-hmm.
So you do feel discrimination, and you see it. And 9 times out of 10, people believe that you're not able to do it. So rather than allowing that to break you down, you use that to build yourself up and deciding that it is okay and that you can do it and you can show people better than you can tell them.
There you go. What hardships have you faced and overcome in your professional life?
So one of the biggest hardships that I faced was losing my father at the young age of 35. So my father started the newspaper.
Right.
And working there with him maybe 10 years before he died, to have to take over 5 businesses at his death was a little overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain people thought I was not going to be able to excel and exceed at that. And I'm proud to say that I was able to make it through, and we're still here.
Ashe. So what advice would you give to other women who tend to find themselves in non-traditional roles?
To recognize your strength and to be professional at all times.
Mm-hmm.
To listen more than you speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can learn a lot more from that and continue to forge ahead, because you can do it.
It makes sense. I might need to listen to some of that advice. Do you have a mentor, and are you a mentor, or are you willing to mentor others?
So,
do you have a mentor, number one?
So I think my biggest and the mentors that I have in my life were my mother and my father, because both of them taught me different things. Mm-hmm. And my mother is still living at this point. She was an educator. Mm-hmm. So you learn by example. She was also a person who believed in saving money. So I listened to that part of it as well as being educated. My father was an investor. He believed in investing and being in your own business, because if you own it, then you control it and you set the rules. So I don't think I needed to look outside of my family to identify the people that I was going to look up to. I looked up to them.
Excellent.
Now, am I a mentor? I mentor a lot of people every day. I don't have a person that just walks around and says, this is my mentee, but I have encouraged people along the way, and I will continue to do that.
You know, you're speaking softly, and what it's making, and it's making me want to, like, get...
I'm sorry.
So, what do you consider a necessary strength for women to be successful?
To have balance in your life. To recognize that you cannot, you all things to all people all the time, but you need to find some time for yourself and to rest and continue to building yourself up. I think that's an important thing, because you have so many obstacles that you're facing during the course of the day that if you allow that to take you into the night, it doesn't work.
All right. Now we're going to go into the entrepreneur side. Okay. All right. So what are the first steps in starting a business or building a brand? Because I would imagine that you have had to rebrand the newspaper and other businesses that you had.
So with the newspaper, we had to change the format and the delivery methods. So we deliver online at this point. We have the electronic edition. You do social media, things that we didn't do in the past. But we maintained the motto of the paper, which says a people without a voice cannot be heard. And that is as prevalent today as it was when they started the paper in 1966. And I think that those are the things that we just need to continue to do. Go with the market. It's a difficult market, as you know, and a lot of newspapers have not made it through.
Right.
We're proud of the fact that we have been able to continue, and we're still forging ahead.
That's a beautiful thing. What are the key elements in sustaining a healthy business?
Fiscal responsibility would be my number one statement. One of the things that we as small businesses have a tendency to do is to live beyond our means and try to show what we have versus putting it back into the business. So if my passion is really financial management, so that people understand that you have to manage the money that you get and manage the business within the money that you're receiving.
And so you just answered this next question, which was, what is one mistake you witness entrepreneurs making more frequently than others?
Exactly.
And that's that blinging, balling out of control.
Absolutely.
Got it. Okay. Now, what I want to do is I want to hit these one-word answer questions before we get out of here, okay? All right. Rapid fire round. You ready?
Don't do that well, but let's try.
Let's try. What motivates you to do what you do?
Success.
Where does your passion come from?
Life.
What are you most afraid of?
Failure.
What one word best sums up you and your vision?
Progressive.
What and who inspires you with awe?
It's still my mother.
Very well. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, you have just heard from a powerful mover and shaker in Atlanta communication and entrepreneurial world, none other than the publisher of the Atlanta Voice newspaper, as well as a whole bunch of other different stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, I have presented to you Mrs. Janice L. Ware.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you.
All right, thanks.
I did. All right, that's the Soul Sister Talk Series, or rather Sister Soul Talk Series, that too. And I've just had and shared with you, and you've just heard from Janice L. Ware, beautiful sister with a powerful, powerful presence. And it's the season of sisters, so that's what we need, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.